Welcome to Generation Radio Podcasts, where the focus is on Arkapuna and their families. We are here each Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. on the Oldies Channel, 101.1. You can listen to these shows at any time, any place, and even on your smartphone at generations808.com. We will bring to you resourceful information from our Generations team of experts in the field of aging. Stay with us for the next 1 hour as we explore ways to make your life more exciting and meaningful for our extraordinary seniors. Here's your host and publisher of Generations Magazine, Percy Ihara.
Okay, welcome back to Generations Radio. I am Percy Ihara, your host here at every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. And if you're on your way to golf or you're having breakfast, you can listen to every Sunday. And every Sunday, we're going to give you great information, resources, great personalities and experts in our field of aging. And I'll also give you different events going on around the community, webinars, Zoom calls, and information like Kukua Mao's just brought out a new booklet on funeral planning, which is, I know it's not a great topic to do, but we'll talk about that a little bit later on. But welcome to the show. Welcome, you know, allowing us to be in your home and actually on your TV, by the way. You can go to your Spectrum channel 883 or on your smartphone at generations808.com or the hawaiistreams.fm. So check us out anywhere you are. And if you missed a show or you want to hear a specific show, go to generations808.com and look for the topic, which is really important as we get older. We're going to need information, and all our speakers are experts in the field. And today we have one of my favorite programs, Meals on Wheels, the Hawaii Meals on Wheels in Manoa. Welcome to the show, Michelle.
Thank you for having us here, Percy.
Yeah, I mean, we've known about you guys a while. You guys have done great work. And also, by the way, we have one of your board members, and actually now at Generations, what our staff here is a community relations director, Mr. Rick Tabor. So welcome to the show, Rick. He's calling in from Mars, right? Thank you. Rick?
All the way from Mars.
But anyway, no, he's calling from his home. We want to keep social distancing, so we wanted to only limit two of us here besides our G3, our engineer. Yeah. But anyway, welcome to the show, Michelle. And tell us social about distancing. Meals on Wheels and Hawaii Meals on Wheels.
Well, thanks so much again, Percy, for having us. It's, you know, it's the second time that we've been on the Generations radio show, and really appreciate it. And, you know, you guys also did a video, a segment on us, so appreciate all of that. Yeah. All of the publicity and that we get really only educates the public on what we do. And, you know, many of us, a lot of people know us. We're pretty, you know, our name is, it is what it is. It's Meals on Wheels. There are a lot of different Meals on Wheels programs out there, you know, everything right in the country. And then you even have things like Uber, you know, that does Uber Eats, right?
My friend drives for them, by the way.
Oh, wow.
And he drives about 8 hours a day.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm not kidding you. I couldn't believe it. He goes, really? Yeah.
Yeah. I have friends who order McDonald's through Uber Eats, which I'm like, huh.
My neighbor was doing that. My neighbor, almost, he's a guy, he's single, two single guys. And, I know they don't cook. Almost every day you see a guy, because we're next door to them. They always get our address mixed up with theirs. I said, no, he's over there. It's amazing. But you're exactly right. People need, how do you get from one place to another place?
Right. People want to enjoy their food at home. But, of course, what you Meals on Wheels is a little bit different, right? We are primarily here, and our mission is really to serve the kupuna and those who are disabled, those who aren't able to get out, those who have difficulty changing themselves, who are aging at home, who have a little bit of dementia, who can no longer cook for themselves, who need a hot meal every day. And then more importantly, they need some sort of socialization. So while the Uber Eats driver just drops off your bag and heads on out, you know, our volunteers will be there to chat a little bit and find out how that kupuna is doing. And it's really the socialization that is really key to the service we provide.
Yeah, so much so. And thank you, by the way, you're helping one of my family members take you up on your service. And,
of
you know, yours is, what I like about yours is that you just said the word hot meal. You deliver every day. I think to my family member, I think you're delivering
five days a week.
Monday to Friday.
Right.
So what do you mean by it's hot meal? You mean you cook it and you deliver it that day?
Right. So the interesting thing, too, about what we do at Hawaii Meals on Wheels is a lot of our clients have some sort of medically tailored meal. You know, as you age, many of our clients have chronic health issues. They might need a low sodium diet, even a chopped or pureed. They can no longer swallow certain textures. So a lot of our kitchens, we don't, at Hawaii Meals on Wheels, we don't make the meals ourselves. We contract with other hospitals and nursing homes because they're also, they have nutritionists, dietitians on site.
Healthier meals.
Right. And something along those lines where we can tailor something to what the client's needs. If it's an allergy, if they can only have potato only, we can offer that.
Oh, you find that out?
Yeah, we have
to.
Yeah, we have to. Yeah, we definitely have to.
I don't want no starch.
No carbs for me. Are you on the keto diet?
No, I mean, you know, I tried
it. You don't need
it. My friend lost like 30 pounds in 6 months. So I said, I love my rice, but, you know. And my wife, the biggest popular thing to eat now is avocado toast.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
I love my bread. But anyway, I'm just joking, guys. You got to eat healthy and stay off your medication. But yeah, that's one thing I found, you guys, when you interview process, you find out the diet issues and diet needs.
For sure. Oh. Yes, we have to. And that's sort of our niche out there. There, you know, there are other Meals on Wheels programs in a sense that works with the city, like Lanakila Meals on Wheels, Keiki Tu Kapuna. Our niche is definitely a medically tailored meal. Interestingly enough, with the pandemic that has come abroad in the past year, we did have to switch some of our clients to a frozen meal. So we do offer a medically tailored frozen meal.
Oh, do you? Oh, that's
good. And the reason being that is that a lot of the family members who are now staying at home, working from home, we could gain their support in warming that meal up for the client. Because normally, pre-COVID, a lot of the kapuna were at home by themselves while families were working. So we were supporting working families in that respect. But now with many, many people staying at home, working from home, we've sort of had to change our business model and allow for the 7 frozen meals. We had to find kitchens that were allowing us to do that. And it helped with social distancing, too.
Yeah.
That was one of our big key things is, you know, our kapuna who were concerned about someone showing up every day. Even though they love our volunteers, that was a big concern for them. So they went on the frozen meal program, us knowing that there is someone at home now to be able to warm that meal up for them.
Right. When you say frozen, so is it like you drop it off every day or once a week?
Right. So that's a once a week.
I got it.
Yeah. So they get a once a week visit and they usually get about 5 to 7 frozen meals along with a milk or a juice and some sort of side.
Great. Yeah. We're here with Michelle Cordero from the Hawaii Meals on Wheels, the one in Manoa. But I heard about your story and how you guys, I believe I met the founder or the founder's family many years ago. Tell us that story, how you full started.
Right. So that's with Irmgard Horman. And we're so grateful to her because actually our organization has been around for about 40 years now. And we started in 1979. And it started out of her home kitchen. And then 5 churches got involved, Central Union, Manoa Valley Church, which is where we're located and have been located for many years now. And she started off just by, she saw the need and the niche. And back then, back in the 70s, the aging population wasn't so great like it is now. I mean, Percy, you know yourself, and I'm sure you have seen many stats on the over 300,000 kapuna that live on Oahu, in the state of Hawaii. And so one of the states with the highest aging population.
We're the oldest state. We passed Florida a few years back.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
That's
right,
a good thing.
Right, right. Our kapuna are living longer here in Hawaii.
Yeah. Oh, everywhere. Not only because of technology, but because we're a healthy state.
Exactly. You know. We get that vitamin D.
You have some people that are over 100 years old, huh, Michelle?
Yes, we do. Thank you for bringing that up, Rick. You know, just in 2019, we served a little close to 20 clients over the age of 100.
20?
Wow. Yep, close to 20 clients over the age of 100. 5 of them were living alone.
Are you serious?
Longevity.
Yes. Yes. 5 of them were living alone.
I give them credit. And I say that because, you know, I don't know if I want to live that long. I don't think I'll live that long anyway. Not, less, you know, only he up there knows, you know.
I have a feeling you'll be working. I mean, you're all over the place,
I'm
Percy,
quite busy, and you know, that's why we hired Rick. Rick's all over the place, too. Now, Rick, tell us your story. Now, besides working for Generation as our community relations development director, but you're also a volunteer, and actually, you actually deliver meals, don't you?
Yeah, so my wife and I, so we started, what, Michelle, maybe 2 to 3 years ago, delivering meals with Hawaii Meals on Wheels. And my wife actually initiated it because my father-in-law used to receive Meals on Wheels. He'd sit in the carport and wait for them come, and like Michelle said, I mean, he would sit and banter with them for quite a while, and he just really enjoyed it. And we wanted to give back, so we started delivering. And then I got to know Michelle, ended up on the board, and it's just a remarkable program. I have to say, you know, Michelle, the team is just incredible. Even during this pandemic, with the incredible increase that you guys did with delivering to so many, which you can talk about here in a little bit here, everyone is just so upbeat, so solution focused, so happy to be there. Folks that we deliver to, you know, they're just so grateful for the meals, and it's just been really good. So we're doing a Friday route right now. We used to do the Waikiki dinner route, but now we're doing a Friday lunch route, and we've done the frozen route for a little while too in Kalihi. That's kind of our story. Michelle
was talking about this
too. It's a great team.
Yeah,
go ahead, Percy.
Michelle was talking earlier about Rick, you mentioned a routes. About how long? Mm-hmm. I'm trying our listeners to understand. It's really only what Michelle, you said, a couple hours a day or a couple hours a session.
Right. It's many of our routes either start at 10 or 11 o'clock. You're picking up right around lunchtime. So we have a lot of corporations that will volunteer for us. They'll send maybe a team of three all in one car, and they'll take on a route where it might be about 10 stops. So it really is within an hour and a half. Is that about right, Rick, that you're able to finish a route?
Yeah, about an hour, hour and a half.
So a certain segment of the – so they have to pick up the meals at Meals and Wheels in Manoa or
– No. So because we partner with 13 kitchens out there, sure that if you live in Aiea or work in Aiea, you pick up from Palimomi. If you live and work in town in Kaka'ako, you pick up from Straub. So we want to make sure that it fits within your time frame and that you can enjoy doing the community service without feeling like you're rushed to do it during the day or feeling like it's a huge burden. And then at the same time, if you can't do it that day, all we need is a phone call the day before or even the morning of to say, hey, can someone cover for me? Because we have staff and other volunteers who are waiting the wings to be able to go out.
Yeah, so if you're listening, want to give back to community, this is one of my favorite programs. And I was telling Michelle before that, you know, for our Generations Partners, Rick, we want to get our team together, if not every week, once a month, and get to every week where we get two or three groups. Because you don't have to do it by yourself. You do it with a spouse or a coworker, right?
Yep. Yeah, and someone can be the driver. Someone can be the runner.
Right, and you don't have to be picking up a Noah. You pick it up in different areas, right?
Right. Wow. Yeah. Right.
Okay.
Folks will pick something close to their neighborhood.
Right.
And I have to say, my wife and I really enjoy doing it because I drive. She puts the meals together, and then we kind of take turns delivering. And sometimes we're in a condo building, and we'll just, you know, grab a meal and both go to, you know, our separate ways and kind of speed it up.
Oh, so I see.
Pretty easy.
We have multiple recipients in a condo?
Right. There might be two or three recipients in one condo building.
I think it's important for our listeners to realize that, you know, I've said this a long time ago, is that community services are rent we pay to live on this earth. And I recommend everybody do some sort of community service. And that's why, Rick, you know, I appreciate it. It's proud of what you do. You do different volunteer opportunities here. But I think all our listeners need to find a way. You know, I did this. I delivered Thanksgiving a few years back with my church. And I was amazed at how organized these groups are, even yours. I've been to your place. But, you know, you have a list of the addresses and the people. And they're so thankful, and they want to talk for you. And I love talking to seniors. But your machine, I went to your office a few months back, right? I don't know if you were there, but I met your staff. And you have an app that's, like, unbelievable. Can we talk? I mean, this is for our listeners that maybe could be volunteers.
Sure.
This app is amazing. Can you explain?
Sure. Well, I'm glad you talked about that. That is our newest technology, which we've been slowly implementing. Right, Rick.
And
the Meals
before
on
COVID.
Right before COVID, and it was the Meals on Wheels app that we were a part of a national study. So Meals on Wheels America, which is our trade association and our lobbying association, they created an app, and it's one of those apps that you can put in all of your clients' information, their preferences, special instructions. And then when a volunteer gets assigned a route, they can just click on that app and find all the directions and dietary needs and instructions right away. I know, Rick, you've been a huge fan of it. There are some kinks to it, of course, like all technology. But if you want to speak to it, that'd be great.
Well, what's really nice is you can click on the client's address, and it'll Google map you right to the house. So that's kind of cool. The phone number's right there. So some clients, because they have security, you need to call and let them know that you're coming. So that's right there in the apps. You're not fiddling around dialing it and all that stuff. Kind of speeds things up. You're able to mark that the meal was delivered or not delivered. If you notice something going on with the client, you can report that. And then the team at Meals on Wheels, the staff there, they're really great at getting back to the client or you to follow up on something that was a concern. So maybe a client says that they haven't been feeling real well and don't have any appetite or something like that. And we just want to check on them to make sure that, you know, they're being seen, they're being cared for. So the app does all of that. And then at the end, you can mark that you've finished the route. So pretty slick. It's all there. We're not using it during the pandemic because there's so many changes going on, but the regular routes, it was great. So I'm not sure what the glitches were. It worked pretty well for us.
Oh, that's good. there were
too many clicks that had to go on.
Right.
You couldn't go a couple of things. We don't need to get into it here, but it really is, like Percy said, the Hawaii Meals on Wheels team, I mean, things are just so well laid out. So even on that list that we have of delivering, it even tells us where to park.
Right.
And if a person isn't there, it even has a backup person on there that you could call to deliver their mail.
With their phone number and everything, right?
Right.
Yeah, everything.
Sometimes
phone
a client,
number, name,
right. Sometimes a client might be at a doctor's appointment, so she'll ask to deliver to the neighbor, and the client will come and pick it up after when they get home. So we got to make sure all of those issues are addressed and are in place. Yeah.
So with this pandemic, what's going on with Meals on Wheels in terms of serving more island kupuna?
Right. So it's been wild, and I appreciate the team and the board and you know, members like Rick who've just been so supportive with us every step of the way. All of our volunteers and supporters out there. We went from doing about 8,000 meals a month to close to 20,000 meals a month now.
More than double.
Just based on the demand.
Wow.
And this is because, you know, previously pre-COVID, we were really only serving kupuna who were close to being immobile. They couldn't get out of their house. They could barely walk to the front door, that sort of thing. But when the pandemic hit, every kupuna became vulnerable. The ones who are mobile, the ones who are immobile.
They don't want to go out.
Nobody wanted to go out.
Yeah.
And thankfully, you know, we had so many supporters that saw that. They supported us financially, supported us with their time. The government supported us to make sure that we had the funding to be able to serve that doubled amount. So it's been wild. You know, we're at 9 senior housing sites because a lot of the congregate dining sites closed. All the adult daycare centers closed. So we forgot about, you know, that all those kupuna would be staying home as well. And so, yeah. And it's hard to say, you know, what next year is going to be like. We know that at least first quarter, we're still going to be in this mode.
Probably.
But it's hard to say what's going to happen.
I give you a lot of credit. You know, this pandemic has upended almost every business. You know, and to navigate, you know, without a script, without a plan, you know, like our state governor and mayor I wouldn't say winging it, but yeah, it's hard to make decisions when we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, and things do change. And I get people get upset because they said this and they did this, it's just hard. So right. I give you guys a lot of credit. I give a lot of the nonprofits we've covered in our magazine, all the different changes going on and mobilizing the troops out there. And Hawaii has really always been a very giving state. But it really showed during this pandemic on what we all can do together. And so it's great. We're going to take a short break, and we're going to come back. I want to talk more about what exact kind of meals you have, because I'm a foodie.
Sure.
I love my food. And I know, sure, I'm sure Rick does. And I want to know more about some of the other programs you have. But we're here with Michelle Cordero from the Hawaii Meals on Wheels. I just texted somebody right now while we're taping our show here, and he goes, can you look at getting your company to deliver meals once a month, if not more? And he goes, oh, yes, just give me the information. I'll get the team
nice.
Together.
Oh, nice. He's working for us already. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Percy.
It works. Networking, it works, guys. But anyway, I'm Percy Ihara, your host here every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. Don't forget our podcast at generations808.com. Or go to Spectrum, by the way, Spectrum 883. Listen live on your television, or to go to HawaiiStreams.fm. So we're going to take a short break and be right back.
In 2021, take the confusion out of Medicare. The Copeland Insurance Group will help you understand the exciting new plans with increased benefits for seniors 65 and above, veterans, the disabled, and those that qualify for extra help. Contact Margaret Wong with the Copeland Insurance Group at 808-591-4877. 808-591-4877. Mahalo.
As a certified senior advisor and certified in long-term care planning, I have advised many homeowners on using their home equity to age in place for the rest of their lives. Hi, I'm Percy Ihara. As Hawaii's reverse mortgage expert, I can show you how to unlock the equity in your home with a reverse mortgage. Give me a call at 808-234-3117. With today's low interest rates, there isn't a better time to learn all the benefits of a reverse mortgage. Let's put the gold back into your golden years. Give me a call at 808-234-3117. I'm Percy Ihara, Hawaii's reverse mortgage expert.
Mutual of Omaha Mortgage Inc. NMLS ID 1025894. Equal Housing Lender. This ad is not from or approved by HUD, FHA, or any government agency. Percy Hara, NMLS ID 582944.
4 and 5 night packages from $699. Vacations Hawaii, our favorite connection to Vegas.
Welcome back to Generations Radio. I am Percy here, your host every Sunday from 8 to 9 a.m. And I keep on repeating that. I don't know why, but I want to let you know. Tell your friends, tell your neighbors, tell your golf buddies. Tell your parents. You know, a lot of our baby boomers are listening to Always 101.1. But, you know, I know you're dealing with your parents. I talk to people almost every day about their parents. And it's important to provide resources. If they don't have a computer, they can. You can take your laptop down there to their house or go to a state library. Ask them, can you turn the computer on? I want to listen to do they have internet service? I want to listen to Generations808.com podcast. So, it's a way to get the information to them, or you can listen yourself, or just go have breakfast with your parents in the morning, and you can tune in. But anyway, we're here with Michelle Cordero and Rick Tabor from Hawaii Meals on Wheels. Rick is also a Generations Community Development Director, but also volunteers for Meals on Wheels. And so it's a great venue. Just call your friends, neighbors. I just texted somebody recently, and within 10 minutes, he said, okay, what I need to do to volunteer. So he will do more at least once a month. I told him maybe more. So we'll see about that. But yeah, we were looking for volunteers to deliver meals. As you know, this pandemic has been very difficult for families. So Meals on Wheels does frozen meals as well. But to my family member, you're delivering hot meals, I believe, five days a week. So how's that? Sure. Can't beat that, guys. So anyway, can we talk about qualifying for a meal delivery? And do they have an option to do hot meal or a frozen meal?
They do. And really it depends on when the client meets with our case managers. Really depends on what fits their lifestyle. Some kupuna don't want someone showing up every day, which is understandable because you're required to be at home 10 to 2. Some may have a lot of doctor's appointments. They're always at dialysis or something along those lines, and that's understandable. So they may need a frozen meal. And as long as they have the ability to warm that up, usually a lot of our clients may have a caregiver or some family support at home, especially during the pandemic, to be able to warm that up.
Do they warm that up in an oven or
in a
microwave?
Okay, right, good. In a microwave.
Yeah, we got a microwave.
Yeah. And then for a lot of our clients who have early onset of dementia, where we know it's not a guarantee that they're going to warm up their meal, even though they see our kupuna, we always tend to give them a hot meal if they're home alone. So in that respect, hot meals are definitely, it really depends based on the client's lifestyle.
Sure.
Where they are in their aging stage. Also, if we have a kitchen that provides a variety of their medical needs. So we might have a client who is low sodium, renal, but needs a chopped, minced, moist meal.
Moist?
Yeah.
Jeez, right. Full service there.
It's and moist because it might be difficult for them, even though it's minced, to swallow that's a little bit on the drier side. Things like that. It's our staff talk to the client. They work with the family, and they also get information from the client's physician or nurses in order to make sure that we have the appropriate meal for them.
So explain to our listeners. Let's say they have a mother or a relative that could use the service. What's the process? Do they call your office and what happens next?
So it is very tricky, and I'll be honest, it is not easy in terms of how the process is, and it's because it's the question of is a client need service, and if they need service, do they need to possibly go through the city?
What does that mean?
A city referral so that the city will pay for their meals.
I see. So they would have to call the Elderly Affairs Division?
Right. That's how that would work. We always tell the clients to call us first, and we'll help them navigate the process.
You tell them which way to go.
Right. So they might need to go through the city. If they have Medicaid, they might need to go through their Medicaid case provider. If they don't have either of those services, they may want to, they may need to possibly be sponsored by the organization itself, because we do sponsor clients who don't fit under any of those funding sources. If they are Native Hawaiian, we also work with Alulike, which pays for a lot of those meals as well.
Oh, Alulike does that too.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Right. So we have a contract with Alulike. And then, of course, we have clients who don't fit under any of those categories but still want the meal, but they have the personal funds to be able to pay for it, so they want to go under private pay.
So on a private pay, so if you're looking at trying to get a city to pay for the meals or some other grant like Alulike, you got to call them directly, and then they'll be funneled back to you guys.
Right. So what happens is the city's case manager will then go through the process of interviewing the client, and then we get the referral. And the whole time we're kept in conversation with the city. So, Mr. Smith just called. He really needs service. Please have one of your persons reach out to them. So in that respect, if it's Medicaid, a lot of our Medicaid clients have a very specific caseworker. So we'll reach out to the caseworker themselves.
So people on Medicaid, is it easy to qualify them?
It is, depending on their Medicaid plan.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would that be Medicaid or more like for the health insurance, MedQuest?
Right. So MedQuest is under Medicaid.
Right.
Which is different from Medicare.
Right.
Right. Under Medicaid, you meet a certain threshold level of income.
Yeah. Asset is an asset test, but not
it
really,
isn't.
Right?
I think there isn't.
On the health side, they've done million-dollar homes, but it's an income test. I'm not sure about the threshold, how much value the home, but so.
So we have Kupuna who might be under Medicaid because their homes are in reverse mortgages for various reasons, because it's paying for their spouse who's in mm-hmm. a nursing home. You know, we've seen situations like that where they didn't, you know, they might be able to qualify for Medicaid because of those various reasons. They don't have any income or cash support coming in.
So what about
they live in a house?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What, when you say private pay, what would it cost be? Let's say, you know, you want to mm-hmm. be able, there's other people that are more deserving. You want to help pay for your mom's meals. What would that cost be?
So even on a private pay basis, it really depends on us. We have a sliding scale.
Steak, chicken, fish, right. Vegetarian.
And it's really, it really depends on, and we do a very general financial test. It's all based on what the, you know, we don't look at financial documents. It's all based on word of, you know, their,
what they say.
What their income is, what their expenses are, and then the sliding scale. I mean, we have clients on a sliding scale who pay anywhere from $1 per meal, you know, up to $10 a meal. But our average is about $6.50.
Well, $10 a meal is still not bad.
Well, $10 a meal partially because a lot of people don't understand that with each medical diet, so if you have a chopped, minced, moist, low sodium renal diet, our nutritional kitchens charge about an additional per.
I'm sure.
Yeah, so that's how we see the rate go up and up. Yeah.
But I think it's for a lot of families out there, especially if you have your kids or your neighbors or your brothers and sisters are on the mainland and you're here with mom, or you live in Kapolei and she lives in Kapahulu, it might be a way for them to provide meals for them. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Honestly, you don't want to be driving from Kapolei to town to
right,
bring dinner.
Right,
you know, right. But it's just really important to have them understand. So I heard about the whole Aloha program. Can you talk a little bit about that? Or you or Rick can talk about that?
Yeah, Rick. I'm going to let you weigh in on that since you were the founder and creator of that.
No. Well, you're a big part of it. So, yeah, so we really discovered with this pandemic that with the social distancing, that of course loneliness is kind of set in, especially for our kapuna who actually just don't go out at all. And so with that loneliness, some isolation is kind of set in, and with that come, you know, various mental health issues and just a lot of concerns. So we've been working with, so busy spinning up with getting all the meals out and stuff. It took us a little bit to get this going, but we're actually calling folks and just checking in with them. And so we have staff, there's also volunteers that are calling folks just to see how they're doing. Just check in and have a little chat with them. If there's any concerns, they're getting that back to the Meals on Wheels staff, who then, like I said earlier, they'll follow up with them and even hook them up with any services that are needed. And so it's just a check-in kind of thing that we've been doing. Folks that are volunteering, we put together Michelle and Brad, Bradley, the volunteer coordinator, and I put together a little training for folks. It's not a real long training, but it's pretty thorough. And there's even a script that comes with it. So we make it pretty easy. And you've kind of started that up, right, Michelle?
Well, we have to thank you, Rick, because Rick has a, if you don't know, or you probably do know, and you know, for the listeners out there, you have a lengthy history in working with Kupuna as well as adults with disabilities. So all of that, you know, created... You know, the whole Aloha program was really your baby, and you really creating the curriculum for the volunteers on how to check in with our kapuna. So I appreciate all your help with that, Rick.
So you're looking for volunteers really for the whole Aloha program?
So we do. We are looking also for volunteers. You know, we get it that not everyone wants to be driving or can be driving, but want to be able to connect with the kapuna. And, you know, having the phone call program allows for that.
Wow. Well, Rick,
yeah,
we
nice
got to get
social distancing there. Yeah.
We got to mobilize some of our partners, maybe, and if not our readers and listeners here,
with
a story
easy,
in the magazine about that if we haven't done it already. But yeah, it's something that I've seen other programs do. Actually, one of the things I'd like to see more done in Hawaii next year is more intergenerational programs.
Yes.
You know, there's a Generations United is a national organization. The president was here a couple of years back, and trying to find out and see how we can start more intergenerational programs. I've seen some great programs on the mainland where they're on Zoom calls or via the internet phone, and it's talking to different people all over the country. And I love talking to seniors. The stories I hear, you like yourself, is just tremendous.
Right.
And it's so great stories, and I think the younger generation needs to hear these stories and perpetuate the history out there, like our December-January issue where it's honored the Chinese-American War veterans.
Right.
It's really something that I think really have to – I think it can impact a lot of the growth of our Keiki and our, even our like G3 here, our Gen X, Gen Y, what are you? Why, Gen Y? Yeah. No, really, not to laugh about it, but it's true.
Right.
Yeah.
The stories, you know, why do you think this oldies channel is so successful? The 60s and 70s music. Well, I know, Michelle, you're a little younger, but Rick and I are almost the same age. But, yeah, that's when music meant something. That's when the words meant something.
Yeah.
We knew what the words were. We could understand, hear the words. The songs today, like, what are they talking about? You know, but it's so true. Why do you think you see all these commercials with older songs? And of course, my favorite band, Earth, Wind, and Fire. There's a lot of songs using Earth, Wind, and Fire songs.
I did see them in concert. You know, see, we're not too far off.
Oh, yeah. Well, it still resonates to this day. Yeah. I have the best CD in my car right now. Listen to it on the way here.
September, yep. Always, that's a dance party song.
Yeah, I mean, I could go on and on about Earth, Wind, and Fire, but yeah. So what can we do at Generations Magazine and a radio show?
I'm more of a Tom Jones fan.
Oh.
Keep your hat on.
That's what my dad listened to.
I'm sure G3 can pull up some Tom Jones here. But yeah. But I know you need volunteers and donations, right?
Yes, and we're always in need of support in some way. You know, if you can't give time, we're always in need of support. You know, $5.50 a meal. You know, we appreciate, you know, if you want to pay for meals for a week, we love that, you know, and that's definitely where it goes to. For all of our kupuna out there who don't get funded by the city or Medicaid, you know, we try and fund them ourselves. And it's because they don't fit into these preconceived pockets that the government has laid out. And it's really tough because there's a lot of people that fit in the gray area. So, and that's where that's where our supporters step in for those kupuna who fit in that gray area because they don't qualify for the city or they don't qualify for the Medicaid.
Right.
There's so many of them out there.
So many.
Right.
And so, yeah, if you're listening, you have a company or you're retired and want to volunteer, you and your wife or your brother or your neighbor, give Michelle a call or go to Hawaii, what's that, HMOW.org, right?
Yep.
To really seek out what they do, 2 hours out of your day, once a week, once a month, really giving back to the community is something very, very important. I think it's something that I think, you know, for myself, I try to tell people we've got to have a quality balance of life, and giving back is so important besides going to church and, you know, helping your family out. But, you know, just a more balance in life. No, I've learned so much working with seniors the last 18 years. From all different angles, that I see healthy seniors, I see seniors that are not so healthy, I see seniors that are happy, I see seniors that are grumpy. I'm just trying to learn all what I know and trying to walk the talk, you know, because I want to live a quality of life. And there's so many people that we help, that you help, to improve the quality of life or help somebody's mother or father. It's so important. Can you have any success stories or difficult stories you could tell?
Oh, yes. We have a number. I mean, you know, Kapuna. Rick, why don't you tell the one about your favorite story.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay.
Hey, but first, could you give them the phone number to call, Michelle?
Yeah.
You want to give that out
to
folks?
Yeah.
988-6747.
988-6747.
Mm-hmm.
Or to go to HMOW.org, which is the website.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So we were delivering meals I guess about 14 on the route. This is the Waikiki dinner route. So after work, we'd leave work early and do this route. And one of the ladies that we delivered to, we were told was hard of hearing, and it was real hard to get her to answer the door and everything. And so we were oftentimes, you know, I would get real loud, actually. Her windows were open to her condo, and I would yell in, "Hey, meals on wheels, we're here," and knock and be calling all at the same time. And that's what it would take to get her to answer the door. So we thought she was pretty reclusive, and just kind of hard to reach out. Well, one day we arrive, and my wife knocks on the door, and the door opens, and she's laying on the floor having a heart attack. I was like, oh, my God. So I used to be a Navy hospital corpsman stationed here, and so I kind of flipped into gear, called 911, and she was still lucid, so she was telling us where her meds were, and we're trying to find them, but the place was just totally hoarded, and we couldn't find them, and the paramedics arrived they were there within 3 minutes. I mean, it was just amazing, and saved her, actually, and it was just remarkable. Well, from that point on, when we'd come, she was always there. She was always at the door right when we came, and she was kind of cleaning her place because she thought she was going to have to leave, and she did, actually. She's moved into another location now at this point, but she found old scrapbooks, and she was showing us, and it turned out that she was the ambassador to Hula here for the island back in the 40s, 50s, 60s, performed in New York. She was in movies. She had pictures of her in Coco Cabana and Cuba and New York. And one of her favorite pictures she would show us is she was hanging all over Duke, and she said, look at me, I was madly in love with him. And she was just really came to life. Well, the reason she seemed reclusive to us is that at one point she was performing and her Tahitian gown caught on fire and just burned, I mean, what was it, like 80% of her body, I think she said, and right. nearly died from that. And in her recovery, she's kind of scarred. She's a beautiful lady. And when she recovered, she became a teacher. And she said it was like the greatest thing that ever happened, because actually teaching became her passion. It's just a remarkable story. She was a remarkable lady. She is a remarkable lady.
And, right.
Probably after COVID, we'll do a future story on her. It's just a remarkable story. Well, she'll tell it better than I can.
Well, and the great thing, too, is that she always came to the door dressed head to toe, completely covered.
Covered face, too.
Covered faced. And all of the volunteers saw her as that. And nobody ever asked or knew exactly why until Rick and his wife befriended her, and then this whole story came out about her being in the fire. And then she shared her hula dreams, and we were all just so amazed. Yeah.
Yeah, I took beautiful pictures from the scrapbook. I look at them, and it's remarkable.
Right.
So, I mean, moral of the story, especially with all of our kapuna, but just with anyone, can't judge them. Don't judge them. There's so much to a person that we don't know. And hers, I mean, really touched my wife's and my soul, and Michelle's. And, I mean, you featured her in the newsletter and talking about her, and stay in touch with her still, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think they all have stories, and that's one of the things I learned early on about working with the older generation, is that they all have a story and history, and we can learn so much more from them that just don't realize down the road how important these stories are. And it's just something that I think not only touches our heartstrings, but it could happen to anybody.
Well, it's also, for me, like you said, Percy, Generations Magazine, which I love, everything that Generations touches is really bringing people together. And that and that at some point, you become a caregiver of some sort in your life.
Oh, right.
Every human being becomes a caregiver of some sort. And what I love about what you guys do and all the resources you provide to is it's just a variety of generations that are going to Generations website to look up information for their aunt, their uncle, their grandparents. You know, and like you said about stories, you know, it's really about, you know, the young people are, you know, the young generation, you know, in a time with a pandemic and there's a lot of anxiety. I love hearing the stories from the grandparents who lived through the bombing of Pearl Harbor and what that felt like and how they got through that and what faith they had, you know.
It's so important to keep that alive. But what you guys are doing is great. You know, we touch seniors every day. Our website, people go to it every day. And, you know, I even get emails from the mainland because there's nothing like what we do. But we're here to support the Meals on Wheels in Manoa. And like I said, if you have volunteers, if you want to volunteer, you have a company, you're retired. By the way, you just give them a call, 988-6747. Mm-hmm. But how do people donate? Do they go online? Or
they can just go right on the website.
Use a credit card.
And hit the donate
check
button.
Whatever.
Right. It's all secured. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You know, you did something very interesting for Thanksgiving. Why don't you maybe tell them a little bit about that? Because my wife and I enjoyed that.
Oh, the Thanksgiving meal. event we had.
Yeah, that was remarkable.
Okay. Well, yes. I mean, this year was a little bit different. You know, all the nonprofits are not having their usual gala. They're sort of having a no gala. And so what we ended up doing was doing a turkey meal purchase and giveaway and, you know, a catered experience, which is one of our partners, kitchen partners for over 10 years. They, you know, they do all the meals for us out there in Mililani. And they were able to do a whole over 150 turkeys for us about. And we sold them and be able to, you know, generate some support for our kapuna through this meal package.
Wow, that's terrific. Yeah, if you have a restaurant, by the way, give back a little bit to the community. I know it's a difficult time. You know, I'm a former restaurant person. I worked in restaurants for 10 years. I went to KCC school. That's one of my passions. I call myself a foodie, but I just love to eat. I mean, I just love to eat. But
might as well love it.
Yeah. So, Rochelle and Rick, what's going on with 2021? What do you hope to do? What do you plan on doing?
Well, we definitely still hope to be able to serve this many kapuna. We know that, you know, and we're really hoping, at least in the first quarter, with everything still up in the air, that our program is still continuing at full force, where we're doing about 20,000 a month. We know that's probably going to be that for the first quarter.
Wow, that's a lot of meals.
It is. But all the Meals on Wheels programs are doing that too. So it's not just us. You know, we're grateful for everyone who's pitching in on what's called food insecurity.
Yeah. So important. So So this is 2021. We take this show, by the way, in 2020, but this is going to air 2021. It's something that, you know, beginning part of the year, let's get going. Let's help each other out. Let's help talk to our families during this time. It's going to be a difficult year, I think, still. But, you know, like my brother always said, we got a plan, and hope's not a plan. Let's plan and be proactive in what's going on out there. Find out what's going on in your community or your own family. See how, you know, you can support them. And, Michelle, great job. Thank you for helping my family member with the Meals on program. And he loves the meals. And it's just so important for our community, to everybody, to give back as much as we can. So thank you very much. Rick, thank you. You've done a great job. Listen, you know, go to our website, generations808.com. Rick is leading our webinar platform there. I'm sure you're going to do a webinar soon. But the webinars are educational from all our team of experts, and it's on a Zoom call. And Rick's leading that.
Yeah, so real fast, the webinars are brown bag lunches. So grab a lunch, sit down on the first Wednesday of the month from 11:30 to 1 o'clock, and I promise you we're going to have incredible information on every single one. The next one is actually on decluttering. So it's on January 20th, I believe it is, and that's going to be talking about how to clear out your house, get things organized, New Year's resolution.
Yeah, it's the third Wednesday of the month. And what's happening in February and March that you have lined up already?
Well, February I have Kathy Wyatt, who's one of our partners.
Holly, adult daycare.
Yep, so she's going to talk about that. March, I believe we have FBI, so a financial, going to talk about
financial benefits and Medicare
stuff. Yeah. We have about 6 months scheduled, and actually on the next edition of Generations, we'll have a page with the whole 6 months in there, and then I'll get flyers out. We're just Zooming. So it's pretty easy. All you got to do is just jump on your computer, call in, Zoom in, and have your lunch and listen and get some good information. Michelle will be on one of them coming up, too.
Yeah, so go to generations808.com and listen to our radio show. But the webinars are going to grow because it's online. Anybody in the nation, in the world, can tune in and listen to these experts in the field. And like I said, we're all going to be a caregiver sometime. Or we have been a caregiver, or we're going to need a caregiver.
Right.
Ourselves. So it's something that we can't get around, guys. So please pay attention. Please plan ahead and be proactive. So thank you very much, everybody, to listening in Generations Radio here at 101.1. It's the best senior channel here in the islands here. Don't forget, generations808.com. So thank you very much, everybody. Here's to 2021. Thank you, Michelle and Rick. Aloha and live well.
Thank you.
In 2021, take the confusion out of Medicare. The Copeland Insurance Group will help you understand the exciting new plans with increased benefits for seniors 65 and above, veterans, the disabled, and those that qualify for extra help. Contact Margaret Wong with the Copeland Insurance Group at 808-591-4877. 808-591-4877. Mahalo.
Is aging in place your goal? To live in your home for the rest of your life? Hi, I'm Percy Ihara, Hawaii's reverse mortgage expert. I'll help you learn the benefits of using your home equity to get rid of your mortgage payment for the rest of your life. Give me a call at 808-234-3117. Using our standby line of credit, let's put the gold back into your golden years. Give me a call at 808-234-3117. I'm Percy Ihara, Hawaii's reverse mortgage expert.
Mutual of Omaha Mortgage, NMLS ID 1025894. Equal housing lender. This ad is not from or approved by HUD, FHA, or any government agency. Percy Ihara, NMLS ID 582944. Borrower must occupy home as primary residence and remain current on property taxes, homeowner's insurance, the cost of home maintenance, and any HOA fees.
4 and 5 night packages from $699. Vacations Hawaii, our favorite connection to Vegas.